In this bulletin, Julian Assange sentenced to 50 weeks in jail, but he vows to continue fighting being sent to the United States. Tony Abbott's campaign posters defaced, and South African runner Caster Semenya will have to lower her testosterone levels if she wants to defend her 800 metres world title in September. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guy. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he'll continue to fight attempts to extradite him to the United States after a British judge sentenced him to 50 weeks in jail for skipping bail 7 years ago. The bail was on a matter of alleged sexual assault in Sweden. Assange's lawyer has argued he skipped bail and sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London because he feared being taken from Sweden to the US to face separate charges over his WikiLeaks activities. But the judge didn't accept the reason. Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says he'll continue to fight extradition to the US because extraditing him there would set a terrible precedent.
He is determined to fight extradition to the United States precisely because it raises such fundamental questions about press freedom and about the jurisdiction of the United States to seek the extradition of a publisher for publishing truthful information about the United States from outside of the United States. This sets a terrible precedent for all countries and raises questions about whether other countries like Pakistan or Iran might seek to do the same.
Assange will face a court tonight regarding the US extradition request. Police are appealing for information after the defacing of posters of former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in his electorate. Caricatured heads of Mr. Abbott with expletives written across the forehead have been found along Spit Road in Manly and in Mossman. Other posters had the word Pell written on them, a reference to the convicted paedophile priest George Pell, a man Mr. Abbott has supported in the past. Mr. Abbott's most high-profile opponent, independent Zali Steggall, is rejecting any suggestion she or her supporters had anything to do with the defacings. Mr. Abbott maintains, despite the slurs, the campaign is not about him, but rather the country.
Well, it's not about me. It's about the contest, which is, yes, a local contest, but it's going to have enormous ramifications for our country. We know the election is tight. And what that means is that the result here in Warringah could critically impact the result in Canberra. A protest vote in Warringah could produce a Labor government in Canberra. The only way to get a good government in Canberra is to vote for the Liberal candidate here in Warringah.
A fire has engulfed a boarding house and spread to a commercial building in Brisbane. All residents of the boarding house have been evacuated. About 30 residents from a nearby nursing home have been evacuated. Around 40 remain inside the nursing home, with precautions taken to stop thick smoke from entering. A spokesman from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services says a firefighter has been injured.
There was a fire officer who sustained an injury while operating on the fire ground. He's been taken to Princess Alexandra Hospital and will be checked, and we will be contacting him shortly.
The cause of the fire is not yet known. In athletics, South African runner Caster Semenya will have to lower her testosterone levels if she wants to defend her 800 metres world title in September. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled that Semenya and females like her with unusually high testosterone levels must take medication to reduce their levels of testosterone if they wish to compete in certain events. It's held that Semenya's testosterone levels give her an unfair advantage. But her legal representative, Patrick Brasher, says the court outcome itself is unfair.
Caster and we ourselves are extremely disappointed in the outcome, because it's not correct to have a law which plays out in a way that nobody knows yet until it does play out. And you can't have the person who makes the law also be the person implementing the law and deciding how it plays out. So that is not the way we see fairness.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 21. Adelaide, showers, 17. Melbourne, rain and storms, 22. Hobart, light rain at times, 23. Canberra, rain increasing, 21. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, partly cloudy and 26. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. Cairns, showers and 29. And Darwin, a shower or two and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.